Textbooks are pivotal in teaching and learning. Knowledge among learners is built around information in specially prepared textbooks. The absence of textbooks, therefore, limits learning and obstructs coverage of curricula. Unfortunately, that is the situation in the majority of public schools in this country. Teachers dictate notes to learners, or the notes are written on the classroom boards as learners copy the same onto their exercise books. Not only cumbersome, it is also primitive. They virtually turn public primary schools into transcription centers.
For some of the studies that were done, including things like Bible knowledge, you would have a book pupil ratio as high as 140, and the trend continues for other subjects as well.
The Free Primary School Textbook Policy Framework enjoys immense donor support. Ironically, while the donors have pumped in a lot of money into the production of textbooks for free distribution to learners in public schools, a majority of schools remain without textbooks. For the past 2 years, the Malawi Economic Justice Network, CARE Malawi, and other key players went into a project to strengthen accountability and effectiveness of the exercise. The project targeted 60 public schools in Balaga, Chikwawa, Deza, Kasungu, Lilongwe, Machinga, Mulanje, Mzuzu, Palombe, Rumphi, and Salima districts. Through the project, the civil society players exposed chronic shortage of textbooks in most public schools. The Malawi Economic Justice Network fears that now, textbooks meant for free distribution in public schools will flood the commercial market at the expense of poor school children. Managing Executive Director Dalitso Kubalasa observes that this is also about systems failure and fears could ignite corrupt practices, especially as profit-driven private schools want to make a mark on the market.
We hear of so many partners. I think they're doing a very good job of supporting the government of Malawi, procuring lots and lots of textbooks, you know, millions. The World Bank comes in with a facility, a grant, you know, procuring textbooks for primary schools. You hear of UNICEF, you hear of, you name them, USAID, GIZ or KFW, you name them. Commendable. But there's been a problem because all these tens of millions of textbooks that are being procured.
The textbook deficiency in public schools has almost equally hit private schools as well. Although the textbooks in question are clearly labelled not for sale, growth in enrollment in privately owned schools is thought to have created a ready parallel market for the free textbooks. The not for sale textbooks are thus now in shop shelves on sale, formally and informally. Honesting exercise, we were able to prove this. We were able to buy mathematics and science textbooks in formal markets in Lilongwe and Blanta cities. The books can as well be bought informally through backstreet transactions. These are the ones being sold on the streets. For about 2,000 kwacha, you will buy a not-for-sale public primary school textbook. Moses Miles speaks for the Malawi Institute of Education. He acknowledges that the not-for-sale textbooks are being sold in bookshops throughout the country. He says the inscription not-for-sale was a printing error, as wrong templates were used when publishing the textbooks.
That is really happening. The thing was, in the first place, when we printed this book, it was printed at the expense of MIE, but the printers forgot to take away that stamp of not for sale. Then we still dispatched the books to the various bookshops in Malawi, especially our authorized vendors, who are Kremamu, Gremat, and Maneno.
The irony in all this is that while the streets, bookshops, and private schools are flooded with the not for sale textbooks, the majority of public schools continue to run without them. This is a female teacher based in Lilongwe. She, being deployed to teach without textbooks, is like being deployed to fix cars without any spanners.
Books are very few. Worse still, we don't have teacher's guide to use whenever we're teaching. When you're in class, you only use one book to show some pictures in the book on the subject for them to understand, which is also a hassle.
Chifundo Bodomani is a primary school learner at Chipalukwa Primary School, a local school in Deza. Here, Chifundo pictures her classroom daily experience.
Sometimes books are available, but not many. We want government to assist us with more books to cater for the whole school to ease our learning process.
But for President of the Independent Schools Association of Malawi, ISAMA, Joseph Patel, easier access to textbooks has helped improve quality of education in private schools. He blames the current problem on government's insistence on a policy that, he charges, promotes division and widens inequity among learners in primary schools in this country.
If you go in the bookshop, you get those books. When you buy those books and then the ministry is going around, you find that they're confiscating those books. Yet, MIE already authorized, they gave a letter to the book sellers that they should sell those books.
Education expert Limbani Sapato says free textbooks should be an equalizer of learning opportunities for the poorest pupils since they make learning affordable and accessible. Nonetheless, he calls for a review of existing policy to ensure that learners from public and private schools have equal access to learning materials.
There is need to have proper guidelines and policy in terms of how private schools should access the textbooks from the Malawi Institute of Education. Because in the end, the private schools are also serving public interest by meeting the gap that is there, because the public schools cannot accommodate all the students.
Findings of the World Bank's Global Partnership for Social Accountability, GPSA project, reveal that some public schools have never accessed textbooks since their establishment. Bondi Primary School in Rumphi is one such school. Malimbwe Primary School in Lilongwe Rural and Sabango Primary School in Lilongwe City have also been in this predicament. These are public primary schools established in the 1970s. They were simply forgotten. Teachers in such schools have to improvise, either use photocopied versions or physically copy textbook content onto exercise books. Despite the chronic shortages, government and donors continue to invest heavily in providing textbooks under the National Reading Strategy. Just last year, about 2,849,000 textbooks for Standard 1, of which 1,423,000 are for Chichewa and 1,423,000 are for English, were procured under the program with support from USAID and DFID. A further 7.4 million textbooks were also purchased with support from German's KfW, according to the 2017-2018 education sector-wide approach. These figures sound convincing, but they're far from rectifying the challenges on the ground. The National Reading Program only targets standards 1 to 4 for only English and Chichewa. This still leaves the lower classes without textbooks for mathematics, expressive arts, Bible knowledge, and social studies. This has made teaching difficult, and the situation for senior classes is dire in almost all subjects. Civil Society Education Coalition Executive Director Benedicto Kondowe looks at the size of investment in this area and the practical implementation of effective textbook provision where they are most required. Primary enrollment is ever on the rise each school year coming. This further complicates the quest to have the textbook-to-pupil ratio at 1-to-1. For example, in the 2015-2016 academic year, the number of primary school learners shot by nearly 100,000 learners. The intentions of the free textbooks initiatives are progressive. What is retrogressive is the policy implementation, which is obviously susceptible to corruption. Books that are designed for free distribution cannot, for whatever reason, be put on shelves for sale. It's abnormal. Is the free textbook initiative reaping the benefits for Malawi? Our answer is the one you have. Could someone be quietly lining their pocket in this suspect process? Who goes to buy something clearly marked not for sale? This initiative needs revisiting.